You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A once-in-500-year flood event devastated Yellowstone National Park 1 year ago. A lot of infrastructure was destroyed. Researchers have since studied the damage, hoping to learn lessons. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
On the morning of June 13th last year, Yellowstone completely shut down. Record levels of water swept through the park, destroying roads, bridges, buildings. And shortly after, a team of researchers from the National Science Foundation came in. Researcher Brett Lingwall says the group shows up on the scene of disasters to collect data before it disappears.
People need to repair the bridge, or at least they need to do repairs so they can get to the grocery store, they can get to the hospital, right? So we have to get out there quickly before a lot of the good information is covered up by repairs.
Lingwall says there were three big takeaways relevant nationally. Improving infrastructure, like building bridges much higher above rivers, also updating policy, like stricter building codes, and lastly, community resiliency. Lingwall says he's never seen as tough of communities as he did in Wyoming and Montana. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
The Wyoming Game and Fish Department has confirmed the presence of chronic wasting disease near Rock Springs. CWD is 100% fatal in all deer, elk, and moose. It was detected in a mule deer buck that was euthanized in Deer Hunt Area 131 by wildlife managers. It's part of the sublet mule deer herd where CWD was first detected in 2017. It's also bordered by six areas that have contained positive cases of the disease. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.